local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Yes, good afternoon, Pensacola. It is 4:09 here in Pensacola area. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. This is Pensacola Right Now. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in. Austin is manning the helm, as he always does. So appreciate Austin being here. So at least you have a little bit of normalcy going on. And then we'll give you all the latest rundown of all the news, both local, state, national news, and of course we'll keep our eye on that storm that is over by Haiti as well. Let's get started with the top three stories. The White House is celebrating a major prisoner swap with Russia. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan called it a feat of diplomacy that can only be achieved by a leader like Joe Biden. Among those freed are three Americans, including Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershovich, former Marine Paul Whelan, and in return, Russia will receive 8 of its nationals, including 3 that were held in U.S. prisons. The swap includes the release of 16 people from Russia, including 5 Germans, 7 Russian citizens who were political prisoners. Number two, top three stories, is a New York appeals court is rejecting former President Trump's appeal to lift a gag order that restricts his public statements after being convicted in his hush money case. The gag order bans Trump from speaking publicly about the court's staff, prosecutors, or their families. In the decision filed on Thursday, the panel of judges said that the order can stay in place through Trump's sentencing. Judge Juan Merchan lifted some of the order when he was convicted in the case, but left some of the other gag orders in place. The former president's sentencing was set for July, but was delayed until September as the judge mulls Trump's motion to get rid of the conviction after the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. And finally, top three stories, the U.S. Justice Department says Texas routinely violated civil rights of juveniles at 5 of its detention facilities. The department held a virtual press conference today saying Texas used excessive force, failed to protect juveniles from sex abuse, and also discriminated against children with disabilities. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division says investigation of the state's alleged failures began way back in October 2021. The investigation focused on treatment of children in the custody of Texas Juvenile Justice Department. In its report, the Justice Department says staffers at state facilities often used physical force against child detainees, including the frequent use of pepper spray to address misbehavior. Those are your top three stories. Let's get started with some local headlines here. A teen brother of an airman killed by deputy in Florida has been shot and killed in Metro Atlanta. A teen shot to death in the breezeway of DeKalb County apartment complex Tuesday is now identified as 16-year-old Andre Fortson. He's the younger brother of Roger Fortson, the U.S. airman who was shot to death by deputy at Fort Walton Beach in May. 20-year-old Quintavious Zellner has been arrested for the Andre Fortson shooting and is being held at DeKalb County Jail.
And both weather models now show the tropical wave in the Atlantic moving into the Gulf next week. It's expected to develop into a tropical depression as soon as this weekend. Escambia County Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins says that the county is ready regardless of what happens, but that it will likely be a big rainmaker. He says the GFS model shows the system developing into a much stronger storm than the European model does, but it's still too early to make any concrete predictions.
Yeah, and looking at it, I think there's a pretty darn good chance we're going to get that storm hitting us, but it may just be bad thunderstorms. It might be a tropical depression. Doesn't look like it's going to ramp up to a hurricane level, but we'll keep our eye on it either way. The Petito Estates neighborhood has voted to pay the county to fix stormwater issues that were never addressed by their neighborhood's developer, even after they took him to court. Now the residents are on the hook for about $500,000 of needed drainage improvements. County Commissioner Mike Kohler says developer Rick Fassane, he was cited for issues multiple times, but he never did anything about them. The residents have now approved municipal services benefit unit tax that they can pay on their property tax bills annually, and the county will address the drainage problems.
And Frontier Airlines making some big cuts to its network of low-cost flights, and a few of the flights that are going away will affect Pensacola travelers. The airline is cutting two Pensacola routes in a few weeks. Flights between Pensacola and Cleveland will end on August 11th, and flights between Pensacola and Philadelphia will end August 12th. Our airport is the only one affected, or isn't, rather. Frontier is cutting 43 different routes across its network in total, the most affected cities being Orlando, Cleveland, and Philly.
Yeah, it looks like particularly Cleveland and Philly are the ones being really affected. I looked at the list earlier. Just because I fly Frontier quite a bit, so I was like, uh-oh, what's going on? And I checked it out, and yeah, basically the flights to or from Philadelphia, to or from Cleveland are being affected a lot. And then, yeah, next would be Orlando, going to places like Columbus and some other places like that. But, yeah, so and they just – it's interesting because they added, like, 30 flights earlier this year, and I guess, you know, short time later, they either decided those were a mistake or maybe they decided those were good and they got rid of other flights. So either way, kind of interesting one right there. We'll get you an update on the storm out there in the Atlantic. But first, let's get traffic on the fives.
Well, this traffic update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulkway Service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, we've got those backups on I-10. If you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, it's kind of becoming a daily occurrence. It's backing you up just onto that curve there, onto I-110 North. We also have some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road and Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess. And it's going to be 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. We've got some backups over there at this time. And Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound passing by Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. And Caroline Street, that's Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. And then continuing westbound passing Dogwood Drive and Glover Lane and approaching Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather here, just a quick little rundown. It's 91 degrees in Pensacola. We do have a heat advisory and 40% chances of thunderstorms this afternoon. Bleeding into tonight, though, those chances should decrease, and the low is 80 degrees. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
So out there in the Atlantic, actually about the storm system is right over the Dominican and Haiti, that island, and it's headed straight to Cuba. And interesting enough, the storm path looks like it's going to basically cover the entire state of Cuba or country of Cuba. It's going to start from one end and just travel. The center of it's going to travel the whole country and then enter into the Gulf. Then it looks like it's supposed to head north. Right now, it looks like it's headed north. Like the center of the storm is more centered to Tallahassee. However, as we've seen in the past couple of days, the storm continues to seem to move further and further west. So keep an eye on it. Now there's a 30% chance of formation over the next 48 hours. So 30% over the next 48 hours. Over the next 7 days, 70%. And so we'll keep our eye on this. And of course, if the storm does end up being anything, we will be sure to cover that for you live right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Continue on with some other state headlines. Go ahead. Is that the one that you're talking about? Yeah, I'll let you just cover it. Is that Debbie is what they've named it now?
Let's see. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
They have named it now.
I'm guessing so. I would assume this would be the right thing because it's Northern Caribbean Islands, and it says it may soon get large enough to form into what will be named Tropical Storm Debbie.
Oh, gotcha.
So I guess
gotcha.
Her name's on standby.
Because I was like, it's like it's got a 70% chance of formation. It's not formed yet, but yes, I see. It will be named Debbie if it's... So, okay, that's the part I was missing.
Yeah, it's a widening system moving toward the eastern Gulf of Mexico and Florida sometime this weekend. And the National Hurricane Center released a new model prediction for the path of the storm system as it develops in the central Atlantic. The American model, as of late yesterday, showed the system tracking across Hispaniola. Yeah, there it is. And Cuba into the eastern Gulf of Mexico by Sunday, possibly as a hurricane.
Yeah, like I was saying, it's going to cross the whole state, the whole country of Cuba. It's kind of, so either way, they're going to get a lot of rain, and then we'll see what happens once it enters the Gulf after that. The accused killer of Jacksonville woman will use the stand your ground defense during her trial over the last year's killing. Shannon McCarthy was arrested last year after the remains of her housemate, Heather Shepherd, were found on her porch. Shepherd had been missing for at least a week before the remains were discovered. Now McCarthy's lawyers say she was shot the victim in self-defense. After Shepherd threatened her with a gun, McCarthy was charged with second-degree murder.
And all public high schools in Broward County will have metal detectors this school year. I remember touching on this when it was a developing story earlier this year. Test runs of the metal detectors have been ongoing all summer during summer school programs. And beginning on August 12th, all high school students and visitors entering any public high school in the county will have to go through metal detectors.
The 10th annual Pensacola Dragon Boat Festival is coming up Saturday, October 12th. The Northeast Pensacola Sertoma Club is hosting up to 40 teams, supported by thousands of spectators, competing for bragging rights. The race starts at 8 o'clock in Bayou Tejar, just off Bayview Park. Enter a team or become a sponsor yourself. Just get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. Go to the events page, and you can get more information about that. Coming up here next, we'll get you some more state headlines, as well as moving to some national headlines right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
You may think when you file an insurance claim, the insurance company will do all they're supposed to do to pay out the claim. But insurance companies don't provide manuals to get fair insurance claim settlements. That's where Claimology steps in, giving you a voice when you've suffered property damage or business loss. Don't get lost when filing a claim. Contact Claimology at 850-684-4794 or online at insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. Claimology, noun, the art of science and application of fair insurance claim settlements.
Hello, this is Don Spencer, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The clerk's office requires a leader that knows the entire office and its operations. That is why I'm endorsing Jason English as our next clerk of court. Jason has 18 years experience in the court system, 3 as my chief deputy clerk. As I retire, he's the only candidate with the education and experience to successfully operate this office. Please join me on August 20th and elect Jason English as our next clerk of court and comptroller. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hola! Hola!
La, 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 la.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see here. We do have some backups developing still on I-10. If you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, that's going to back you up on just barely onto I-110 North. We also have some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road and Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess. Let's see. Oh, back on I-10, we do have some backups here. If you are traveling eastbound passing Pine Forest Road, though they are minor at this time, so I wouldn't worry too much about it now, but we'll keep an eye on it. Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway still giving us some trouble. Same with Blue Angel Parkway itself if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. And it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. So a lot of sections in Pensacola causing us some problems at this time. Outside of that, it's going to be just a bit more of the same. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 91 degrees in Pensacola. We are in a heat advisory as we get into this evening. We are going to see decreasing chances of thunderstorms, but they will stick around until we bleed into early Friday morning. There's going to be a slight chance of thunderstorms, but it'll be mostly clear, hopefully. And your low tonight's going to be 80 degrees. That's your traffic and weather together.
A woman who was falsely accused the Groveland Four of sexually assaulting her in 1949 has now passed away. Norma Padgett's accusations led to the sensational trial and convictions of three black men from Groveland, with the fourth accused man being killed during a manhunt. The accusations led to riots and a series of crimes against local African Americans. In the years since the convictions, though, evidence surfaced indicating the crimes never happened and that Padgett herself may have been coerced into making the accusations by her husband and other local officials. So she has now passed away. By the way, the Groveland Four were posthumously pardoned back in 2019.
And St. Petersburg police say that they have found human remains at a home in Pinellas County that belongs to a relative of a missing woman. Officers discovered the remains yesterday after firefighters were on the scene last Sunday of a kitchen fire in a home on Prescott Street South. Police say this is the same home where Kelly Fisher was reportedly staying when she disappeared 2 weeks prior. A medical examiner has the remains and is investigating.
And then a Miami-Dade County judge is allowing for evidence to be turned over to the family of a teen who was killed in a boating accident. On Labor Day weekend back in 2022, 17-year-old Lucy Fernandez was killed when a boat being driven by George Pinos struck a channel marker, sent all 14 people on board into Biscayne Bay. Fernandez's family says they've become frustrated by an investigation into the accident and have asked for certain evidence to be turned over to them. This week, a judge ruled that prosecutor Ruben Scolovino can turn the evidence over and documents which are in the prosecutor's control and custody. As of now, Pino only faces misdemeanor charges related to the incident.
And here nationally, former President Trump's running mate J.D. Vance is touring the U.S.-Mexico border. Vance met with law enforcement officials in Cochise County, Arizona today and slammed what he called the Harris administration's open border policies. He promised to implement the so-called Remain in Mexico policy and construction of the border wall if Trump wins the White House in November. The Trump campaign has repeatedly attacked Kamala, of course, on immigration since she recently became the likely Democratic nominee for president.
I don't think it was just recent. They've been attacking her the whole time on her because she's the border czar. The border czar. So, speaking of Trump, he and his supporters applaud Trump says his supporters applaud the loudest when he says he won't allow men to play in women's sports. Well, on the Clay and Buck show, Trump said Democrats are crazy for pushing legislation allowing biological males to compete in women's sports. In a response to Vice President Harris calling him weird for that, the former president said he's been called a lot of things, but he's not weird. Trump said the laws and regulations Democrats want are weird, and everything he plans to do is complete opposite of that.
And Americans value, this is very important when talking about presidents here, Americans value leadership skills, decision-making, and honesty above other traits in what they want in a president. That's according to a new YouGov poll asking U.S. adults to rate 40 different qualities in a potential president. At the top, 88% said that leadership and ability to make decisions were very important. That was followed by honesty at 86 and mental health at 85. On the other end of the spectrum, the respondents rated their least important traits: race, gender, wealth, geographic upbringing, marital status, and whether they're a parent.
14 people were arrested for sex trafficking in San Diego during Comic-Con. You know, we have our Pensacola every year. Well, Comic-Con in San Diego is like the biggest one in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And so they had a big sting operation there. The state's attorney's general office says 14 people were arrested and 10 victims, including a 16-year-old girl, were rescued. The human trafficking sting was carried out from Thursday to Saturday during San Diego that drew 135,000 visitors. Law enforcement worked undercover, posing as customers, arresting people, trafficking victims during the convention.
My goodness. And the Biden administration is calling for airlines to seat parents next to their young children free of charge. If approved, the Department of Transportation's rule would require families to be kept together when seating is available. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said that flying with children is already complicated enough without having to worry about whether they'll be able to sit together. The proposal estimates the change could save a family of four up to $200 on a round-trip flight. All right, I could get behind that.
Yeah, I mean, it seems pretty cool, but at the same time, I don't like them dictating what private business can do, so screw that.
Yeah.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Three Americans and a U.S. green card holder are freed from Russia as part of an international prisoner swap between Washington and the Kremlin that included Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. Fox's Jennifer Griffin's at the Pentagon.
He was one of four Americans, including Paul Whelan, who had been passed over in previous prisoner exchanges. Alsu Kurmasheva, a reporter for Radio Free Europe, and Vladimir Kara-Murza, an award-winning journalist and dissident who opposed the war in Ukraine.
In all, 24 prisoners were involved, including a Russian assassin who was jailed in Germany. Vice President Kamala Harris praising the prisoner exchange today. She also spoke at an event in Houston to commemorate the life of the late Congresswoman Sheila Jackson.
When it came to her constituents, there was no task too big or too small for the Congresswoman.
Jackson Lee losing her battle with pancreatic cancer. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks closed the session significantly lower. The Dow plummeted 494 points, while the S&P 500 slid by 75. And the biggest loser of the day, the tech-heavy NASDAQ, which dropped 405 points, good enough for a 2.3% loss. Wayfair shares were down more than 5% this morning after the online furniture retailer reported lower than expected second quarter results. The company reported a net loss of $42 million or a loss of 34 cents a share. Wayfair is currently trading flat. Shares of footwear brand Crocs were down about 5% as well today after the company warned its profit in the coming quarter may be weaker than expected. This guidance from Crocs comes as their second quarter earnings beat Wall Street expectations. U.S. oil futures for September crude are down today 1.3% to under $77 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Nebraska football hasn't made a bowl game since the 2016 season. Cornhuskers coach Matt Rhule enters his second season in Lincoln, and in his previous college football stops, Matt made both Temple and Baylor bowl eligible in his second year on the job. And with new Nebraska five-star quarterback Dylan Raiola trying to model everything he does after Chiefs QB Patrick Mahomes, I think Nebraska will not only be bowl eligible this season, but they'll post an 8-4 record. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 16th in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Special thank you to miracle sponsor, Florida Blue.
Our champion sponsors include Kia Autosport and Tell Staffing and HR.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
This year, help us raise money for the NICU's Angel Eye cameras.
You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Celanese Pensacola's specialty elastomers manufacturing plant in Cantonment is hiring production and packaging operators. The Celanese plant is a 24-hour facility offering competitive pay and benefits, including health, 401k, and vacation. Must be able to work rotating shifts, weekends, holidays, and mandatory overtime. Apply online at celanese.com. That's CELANESE.com by August 18th, 2024. Celanese is an equal opportunity employer.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust new Febreze car vent clips, now with 3 times greater scent control, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with new Febreze car, I know my car's going to smell amazing, which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up, Oscar!
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Joining me here in studio today, we have Chief Deputy Tommy Leiter for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, former PPD Chief. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's kind of been quiet this week.
And it's not necessarily newsworthy. We made some great narcotics arrests, traffic stop narcotics arrests, but that's just a small fraction of what we're going on. There's 721 employees, 400.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. We do have some severe backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Also have some on Palafox Street itself if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. And Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess as well. Then it's going to be 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, excuse me. And then we're going to have Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. So several spots of note in Pensacola alone on the roads at this time. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound, passing by Oriole Beach, approaching the Tiger Point area. And Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. We also have an accident report in that area now that could be causing some of those backups to be all the worse than usual at this hour. Outside of that, it's just going to be Highway 90 or Caroline Street. That's if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Looking at the weather here, it's 91 degrees in Pensacola. Obviously, a heat advisory with weather like that at this hour. There are going to be about 40% chances of thunderstorms that will decrease as we get into tonight. But we'll have about a 30% chance tomorrow. And tonight's low is going to be 80 degrees. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right, we've got some of the national stories for you coming up here shortly, as well as sports. But first, top three stories. The White House is celebrating the major prisoner swap with Russia today. There's actually a total of 16 people from Russia, including five Germans and seven Russian citizens who were political prisoners. And then then we got three individuals, including Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershovich and former Marine Paul Whelan. New York appeals court has rejected former President Trump's appeal to lift a gag order that restricts his public statements after being convicted in his hush money case. Back when he was convicted, they lifted some of the gag order issues, but kept some other ones in place, including speaking publicly about court staff, prosecutors, and their families. The former president's sentencing was set for July, but has been delayed until September now, as the judge mulls Trump's motion to get rid of the conviction after the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. Finally, the U.S. Justice Department says Texas routinely violated civil rights of juveniles at five of its detention centers. They held a press conference today, and they said that they've actually been doing this research, doing this investigation since October 2021, and they found that Texas used excessive force, failed to protect juveniles from sex abuse, and also discriminated against children with disabilities. So in the report, the Justice Department says staffers at state facilities often use physical force against child detainees, including frequent use of pepper spray to address misbehavior. Those are your top three stories. Let's get a medal count here for you in the Olympics. I just refreshed it, and I shouldn't have did that because now I got to wait. Okay, there it is. Medal count in the Olympics. The United States now is at 37 total medals, followed by France with 27. But the big news, we pulled up a bunch of golds today, so now we are in second place in gold. So we were seventh place overall for gold medals. Now we're in second. So China has 11. We have 9. Then France, Australia, and Japan have 8. So, yeah, starting to do much better that way as well. So kind of cool. What else we got going on in sports, Austin?
Well, let's see. First of all, one group that we have to thank for our uptick in golds is the gymnastics team for the sixth straight Olympics. And American has won the gold medal in the women's gymnastics individual all-around competition. Simone Biles' floor routine helped her win her second gold medal in the event after winning it at the 2016 Rio Olympics. Her U.S. teammate Suni Lee took the bronze medal, and Lee won gold at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. This marked the first time two gold medalists competed against each other in the event. Meanwhile, in track, a Maryland teen is gearing up for his first Olympic appearance. 16-year-old Quincy Wilson will hit the track at 1 p.m. tomorrow as part of the U.S. men's 4x400 relay team. Wilson just set the under-18 world record at 400 meters last month. That earned him a spot in Paris, allowing him to become the youngest male athlete ever on a U.S. Olympic track and field team. So that's a couple more Olympic headlines for you. In the NFL, we got the Texans and Bears. They're set to square off in the Hall of Fame game. Houston will face Chicago tonight at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio. Former Bears stars Devin Hester, Steve McMichael, and Julius Peppers will all be enshrined in Canton this weekend, while former Texas wide receiver Andre Johnson will also be entering the Hall. Bears coach Matt Eberflus has announced that the team's starters, including rookie quarterback Caleb Williams, will not play in this game. The Texans are coming off of an AFC South divisional crown and are led by second-year head coach D'Amico Ryans. This game is going to be on ESPN Pensacola. You can catch that on 1330 AM and 99.1 FM. And also, the game will be broadcasted on ABC, ESPN, and ESPN+. The game starts at 8 p.m. Eastern, so that's 7 o'clock Central. Let's see. Looking at some MLB scores here. Let's see what we got. Refresh for me. Come on. Would ya? All right. We only got a few games today. None have gotten underway yet. Let's see. The first one is going to be getting underway at 5:40. We're going to have the Orioles and Guardians. That's the two top teams in the American leagues. That's a huge one. Also got Royals and Tigers getting underway then as well. Then it's going to be Marlins and Braves. So we got some local love there. And a bit later on tonight, it's going to be Cardinals at Cubs and Rockies at Angels. So we'll give score updates on some of those as we progress through this evening.
Very nice. I just saw, did you hit this about Mike Trout?
No, I did not.
The, breaking news, Mike Trout, the outfielder for the Angels, he's out for the season with a meniscus tear.
Oh, so, yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, breaking news right there for him. So that's a tough one right there as well. All right, so in other news, Gen Xers and millennials have higher risk of some cancers than earlier generations. Researchers with the American Cancer Society found that they're more prone to a number of cancers, including breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, and gastric cancer. The study published Wednesday in the Journal of Lancet Public Health illustrates the need to study exactly what factors are causing the increased risk.
Hmm.
Probably vaping.
Well, that's the thing. It could be that. I was thinking, like, I don't know. I mean, as we've progressed.
I just think what's different with Gen Xers and millennials than previous generations, the only thing I could really think of health-wise would be vaping came out.
Well, I don't know. I'm thinking of, like how food has been processed.
I'd say it could be food, yeah. It could be processed foods and high fructose corn syrup or something like this.
Right.
That's true. We have a lot of different things with Gen Xers and millennials when it comes to that area as well.
Speaking of fears in the processing industry, Boar's Head is recalling 7 million more pounds of deli meat following two listeria deaths. Oh. In addition, the CDC says at least 34 people have gotten sick in 13 states. Nearly all have been hospitalized and ranged in age from 32 to 94. This latest recall involves liverwurst, ham, bologna, and beef salami made at a Boar's Head plant in Virginia. More than 70
products. Who eats liverwurst? Come on now.
Yeah, you're asking for it at that point. More than 70 products with sell-by dates spanning July 29th to October 17th are involved. Listeria infection symptoms include nausea, fever, headache, and muscle aches.
And New York Senator Kristen Gillibrand. Oh, wait. Hold on. It's traffic on the fives. Let's do that first, and we'll get into a couple of these other stories.
All righty. Let's see here. Several spots of note. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still backing you up onto I-110 north. Palafox Street itself, if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, is giving us trouble. Same with Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess. Brent Lane traveling both westbound towards Palafox Street and eastbound, approaching I-110 coming from Palafox. We've got some backups developing both ways there. Then it's going to be Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87 and Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 91 degrees in Pensacola, a low of 80 degrees tonight with about a 40% chance of thunderstorms. This should decrease as we go through the night, but Friday's chances are going to be just a slightly lower 30%. Bobby?
All right. Now, New York Senator Kristen Gillibrand wants to improve mental health services for first responders. She's introduced a bipartisan bill that would improve access and establish a national mental health hotline for first responders. She says that they have higher rates of depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and suicides, and that the time to address these issues is long overdue.
And New York City's e-bike charging pilot program for delivery workers is seeing great success, apparently. The pilot gives participating delivery workers an option to safely charge their e-bikes at 5 public charging stations in Manhattan and Brooklyn instead of in their homes. E-bikes are widely considered dangerous because of their lithium-ion batteries, which have led to countless fires in the city. The Department of Transportation says that since the pilot launched in March, more than 8,000 battery swaps have been made and nearly 1,000 charging sessions have been completed. More than half of the workers have also stopped charging their batteries at home.
And in some lighter news here, former Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson is back in a mental health facility and has canceled a series of stand-up comedy dates. The 30-year-old Davidson canceled 8 different dates in a series of venues on Wednesday, including gigs in Florida and New Jersey. Sources told People Wednesday, Davidson will be focusing on his mental health at a wellness facility. The Bupkis star's father was a city firefighter who died on 9/11, and he has spoken publicly of his battles with PTSD, borderline personality disorder, and even substance abuse.
And Johnny Cash will be honored with a statue inside the U.S. Capitol next month. A statue of the country music legend will be added to the National Statuary Hall collection on September 24th. The 8-foot-tall statue of Cash will replace the current statue of James P. Clark, a former Arkansas governor and U.S. senator. Why is that guy being replaced? Was he, like, outed as, like, a racist or something?
Probably. I don't know.
I'll have to look it up.
But plus, it's Johnny Cash, so.
Yeah, it's hard to outshine the man in black. That is true.
So I would just, you know, it was Johnny Cash. Just no arguments there.
Yeah, get out of here, Clark.
That's right. Rap icon Flavor Flav is in Paris cheering on the U.S. women's water polo team. The Long Island native is sponsoring the team, and he told the Today Show he hopes other celebrities follow his lead. We talked about this the other day when First Lady Jill Biden congratulated him. He says it costs a lot of money to train, and many athletes have two or three jobs to help with their finances. Flavor Flav, by the way, calls himself the water polo team's hype man.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I think he is officially a hype man. I think in Public Enemy he was a hype man.
That's right.
I will say, dude's been pretty busy lately. We were just talking about him and Jill Biden yesterday, and now he's apparently in Paris cheering on the USA women's water polo team. So I guess Flav's everywhere. All right, very nice. 4:49 here. We'll take a quick break when we return. We got a couple other pop culture notes for you, followed by we got some good news stories here. A couple involving animals and their well-being. That's always a wholesome touch to end an hour of Pensacola Right Now on. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Hi, I'm Krista Brandt, Northwest Florida Director of Valerie's House. Valerie's House is dedicated to helping children ages 4 to 18 and their families work through the loss of a loved one together. Valerie's House acts as a safe haven to share, heal, and find hope after experiencing the loss of a family member. Valerie's House offers free peer-to-peer grief support groups, which help children connect and build bonds with other kids their age that are dealing with similar experiences. To learn more, visit valerieshouse.org.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, it's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. I got a text here. We were talking about this story where Johnny Cash, an 8-foot Johnny Cash statue, is going to be replacing current statue of James P. Clark, a former Arkansas governor and U.S. senator. It's going to be replaced at the U.S. Capitol next month. And Austin was just saying, like, whoa, he replaced Mr. Clark's thing. What happened? And a guy texter says he didn't like Johnny Cash music. I'm like, yeah, and that's a good enough reason to replace him for anything right there. Universal Pictures is snapping up the rights to Britney Spears' New York Times number one bestseller, The Woman and Me. Wicked director John M. Chu is on board to direct, which I'm looking forward to seeing Wicked, by the way. I've always wanted to see the play. I've never seen the play, and so now they're doing a movie, so it's like even better. Chu has also worked on the concert movie Justin Bieber, Never Say More, Step Up 2, The Streets, and In the Heights. Mark Platt will produce the film. The Pop's superstar book was published October 2023 and has sold over 2.5 million copies in the United States alone. So we'll soon be seeing a Britney Spears movie.
I guess so. And actress Nicola Peltz-Beckham is taking a New York groomer to court over the death of her dog. The 29-year-old daughter-in-law of David and Victoria Beckham claims that her 9-year-old Chihuahua, Nala, was perfectly healthy when she went to a hound spa van in June but came out hyperventilating and couldn't catch her breath. She says she rushed Nala to the vet, but she passed away hours later. In a lawsuit filed today, Peltz-Beckham accuses the Bedford-based mobile grooming service and groomer Joni Sabalos of reckless and malicious misconduct. She also claims Hound Spa's owner failed to remove Sabalos following numerous other abuse complaints, although those who work closely with him say he would never mistreat animals. So that's quite a concerning story there. Just about 4:55, we'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. There are several spots to note here, unfortunately. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. We've got backups bleeding onto I-110 north, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some very heavy backups on North Palafox Street if you are traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, and Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess as well, and on Burgess Road itself if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street also has some backups that's pushing you back to about I-10. Mobile Highway has a couple of spots with some issues. If you're traveling northbound towards Fairfield Drive and then continuing northbound closer to Michigan Avenue, we've got some backups over there. And then even further north as you continue towards the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway. We also have some backups on 9 Mile Road, whether it be you're traveling eastbound or westbound approaching Pine Forest Road, so be on the lookout for that as well. And Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road now has some issues developing. And Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, has some backups that we've been touching on earlier this hour. Outside of Pensacola, that was all in Pensacola, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. And Caroline Street, that's Highway 90. If you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, or traveling eastbound, just passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. All right. Now, with the weather, it's 91 degrees in Pensacola. We are in the middle of a heat advisory. And as we get into this evening, we're going to have decreasing chances of thunderstorms that will sit at around 30% tomorrow on Friday. And tonight's low is going to be 80 degrees. That is your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
Thank you very much. Some of the good news stories that we have for you right here on Pensacola right now. And by the way, you can listen to us on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, or online at newsradio923.com or on our mobile app. Firefighters have rescued a kitten that was stuck inside the wheel of a spare tire. The owner of the car in Garden Grove, California, heard the meows of the cat and discovered it poking its head out of the hub. An Orange County Fire Authority crew arrived and using soap and water, they tried but couldn't pull the kitten out. They resorted to using a chainsaw and a large spoon to protect the cat's head. Keeping the wheel cool with water, they eventually were able to free the cat, who went home with the man who found it. No word if you'll name the kitten Hubcat.
Yeah, I will say, you know, especially like when it's like cooler weather, you really got to look out to make sure cats don't crawl up into your car or something. I remember one time I was at like Tom Thumb, and oh my goodness, some dude comes driving into the parking lot and I just hear some ungodly screeching. It's because the cat was fine, but I think it was just scared, but little did he know there was a cat in his car, and it's like screaming for its life as he's driving on the road. And that's the thing. It was like, what the heck kind of noise is his car making? And it was just some little cat, and People, tried to get it out. And eventually they did. I was, like, getting gas, and I was sitting there waiting. And it looked like they did pull out, like, a little black and white cat. So they got him. I don't know whatever happened to him, though. Four sea lions that required medical attention are back in the Pacific Ocean again. See, one wholesome animal story after another. The healthy rehabilitated mammals were released into the water at Redondo Beach on Wednesday. The Marine Mammal Care Center treated two of the sea lions for injuries from fishing gear entanglement and two for malnourishment. There currently are another 40 sea lions at the center. This is the first time that the nonprofit conducted a reintroduction at Redondo Beach. Yeah, man. I mean, fishing gear and stuff. You know, you typically hear it about like manatees, but I can't imagine sea lions are too different when it comes to just some of the stuff that they'll find themselves, you know, around, or maybe they'll approach it. Just something out of maybe harmless curiosity, but they just, wander up to it and it either catches, like latches onto them, or it could just straight up cut them or something. It's terrible. So good news there to see just a handful of them getting back out there on the prowl.
And I think it's good news overall just to see humanity fighting so hard for animals, you know, for the helpless. It's a good thing to shows the good side of humanity.
Even if humanity causes it unintentionally, yes, it's good to see that we're trying to at least say, hey, sorry about that. We'll try to patch you up real nice.
That's right. Top three stories coming up here next, plus your local headlines. Stick around for that right after WEAR news update on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.